This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Tim Cato, All City Dallas, set to join us. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, it's the Frankels, frankelfirm.com. And good afternoon, Tim. How the heck are you, man?
Man, the Mavericks going to call the Frankels?
They have been hurt. I think it was their own doing, though, wasn't it?
That's the thing. That's the thing here. I mean, it's I am not out here to assign causality between how much Kyrie Irving has been playing and the specific injury that he suffered, but it is unwise to put this much on a guard on a, you know, and Dallas has had been just relying on this soon to be 33-year-old. And, you know, the possibility that it would, you know, burn him out to some extent at some point of the season, you know, was always a lingering concern, you know, for the Dallas Mavericks. And, you know, just tragically, unfortunately, in the worst possible way, that was answered with the worst possible injury, you know, something that is going to have enormous ramifications. But yeah, Kyrie Irving, ACL. This is the bleakest sports season I think I have ever witnessed in any sport.
It really is unbelievable. It'll probably take a while before I can even get full perspective on it, but I think you nailed it right there. I've never seen anything like this. Have you been able to uncover any other detail on why they were comfortable moving away from a two playmaker to one? And why they were so urgently trying to get rid of Luka?
Yeah. You know, in some ways we are where we were, and in some ways we are still, you know, I keep saying, listen to Nico, and, you know, as far as I understand it, pretty much the reasons he said he made the deal is why he made the deal, that there is not some conspiracy. There is not some hidden agenda that is, you know, there's no mastermind at the controls that caused this to happen. But I understand why fans like just hear those reasons and still, despite all the reporting otherwise, like still believe or want to believe that there's something else to this, because I get it. You know, I empathize. I sympathize that, you know, it still feels like there has to be something else to this, even though I truly do not believe there is.
He just seems so competent. You know, he was good at his job, and then he did the most incompetent thing maybe in league history.
Right. And I think he had this vision that Dallas was going to play Boston again, and, you know, that it wasn't going to go any better this time around. You know, he just really had this belief that, you know, the team that lost to the Celtics in the finals was never going to beat this iteration of the Celtics. And, you know, I don't know, maybe AD, if this team was fully healthy and you just zoomed to the finals right now, maybe this team would be a little bit better, you know, like maybe possibly the matchups would make a little, I don't think I really believe that, but I, you know, you could squint your eyes and make that argument, but it's the two playmaker thing. It's exactly that, because now you see what, you know, the ramifications of, you know, Kyrie going down. Again, I think an ACL, like his knee, you know, hyperextended, and, you know, because he had contact. I don't think it's not a one-to-one thing. But the more minutes you play a player, the more likelihood that a freak accident is going to happen. And, you know, Kyrie was just giving this team so much. He was giving them, you know, every aspect that physically he could. And I don't think this would have gone well, even, you know, if AD came back next week. You know, I think there were serious concerns about the Mavericks and, you know, just their ability to hold up for an entire postseason. And it's just such a, you know, it's such a incomprehensible thing that, you know, they had a model that clearly worked, that clearly got them to the NBA finals. And now here they are.
Do they need a tank now? Will they tank?
I think it's the only pragmatic way. I mean, will they tank? Like, their best player was Kai Jones, who they just signed to a two-way contract, you know, in Monday's loss. So, you know, I think they're going to lose a lot of games. Obviously not discounting, you know, the tank comes in the sense of, is there any reason for Anthony Davis to play this year?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking. And, you know, there isn't, you know, the pragmatic thing is to, you know, all these injured players, you know, unless they are, there's no rush, or there's no, you know, that you should extend them more leeway and runway, and you should extend them as much time as it makes sense to. And if you extend them extra time, then probably none of the big men are playing again this year. And so in that sense, yes, it's going to look like a, you know, this team is going to lose games. They're just not set up to win right now. They don't have the players. They don't have the bodies. So that is the situation as it stands right now. There's nothing to play for. Even hanging on to the 10th seed, what are you going to do with that? You're going to win two road games and go face the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round. The season is over.
So how much causation, as you said, is up?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Up for debate, but I just wanted to clarify with you because you covered the game so closely. With 2:35 to go in the first quarter, if Luka and Kyrie are healthy, is Kyrie on the bench at that stage in the first quarter usually?
Typically he would be on the bench, yes.
Mm. Yeah. When it comes to Kai this offseason, you know, how do you think this injury now impacts the player option and possibly the max that the Mavericks were willing to give?
I mean, this is the worst thing that could happen. You know, even though it was very clear in the game last night when he suffered the injury that it was going to be serious and that the season was almost certainly going to be over, the hope was that it wasn't going to be an ACL, that it wasn't going to be something that is probably going to take 12 months to recover from. There are players younger than Kyrie, Jamal Murray, who had an ACL injury in March and missed the entire next season. These are circumstances, these are considerations that the Mavericks front office has to be thinking about right now. I am sure as hell hope that Kyrie Irving is not missing an entire NBA season, like the entirety of the next NBA season. But it's something that, you know, at least is in their mind as they start thinking and planning about this. I don't have direct insight, reported insight right now of what is likely. I don't think Kyrie knows what he's going to do. You know, like this is all too sudden. I mean, it would make some sense if he just opted into his $44 million player option and, you know, use next season as a rehab season, especially if there's any consideration in his mind that he might not play next year. That's plausible. But it's way too soon to know. But from a front office perspective, you know, even in a best case scenario, Kyrie Irving is probably coming back in January or around the All-Star break. That puts you in a situation where you have to go into the summer building two different teams. Yeah. One to win enough regular season games while Kyrie is out to have a chance at the playoffs, and then another one that is a title contender for once he is back on the court. And that is just an almost impossible way to go about team building, and an almost impossible ask of Anthony Davis, an injury-prone player himself, who is turning 32 this month. This is a catastrophic event beyond the fact that the season is over. This is genuinely, genuinely calamitous for the Dallas Mavericks.
Tim, is there a chance that Nico will lose his job, though, at the end of this season?
I have no insight to believe that he would, and the players got injured. You know, I think that, you know, you have to go into next season because of the choices this team has made that, you know, I suppose if the ownership said, you know, let's bring in somebody else, I think that somebody else would probably break up the team, but I don't think the franchise has any desire to do that. Even if their slim window just got slimmer and more difficult. So, you know, his vision has not been realized on the court. And as much as there is some correlation, like this was a freakish season of injuries, sure, from the very start. This season might have been lost even without the Luka Doncic trade. Like, we don't know when Derek Lively is coming back. He was injured not long, but a couple weeks before the trade happened. It's quite possible this was going to be a lost season, not dissimilar to the 2023 season. It's just that if you had Luka, obviously things look a lot different. And, you know, the hope and the fan base and everything just feels not as severe and harsh and bleak as the circumstances do right now.
What's it look like if Kyrie does opt out and he wants to go somewhere else? Does Nico have the kind of cachet with players and momentum still that he could recruit somebody to team up with AD and the guys?
I think that's a great question. The way I'll answer it is, I think a huge reason why Klay Thompson came to the Dallas Mavericks, a lot of it was the relationships, and that is something that Nico is strong at. You know, he does have strengths there. But I don't know if Dallas signs Klay Thompson if they're a second-round exit. A huge part of it was the run they made. And at this point, they have enough star power that you know, a lot of it depends on Kyrie Irving. Maybe Kevin Durant, you know, maybe this, maybe Dallas ends up being his preferred destination because he sees some sort of vision. But I think it just gets more difficult when you're not even in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And beyond that, when one of the key draws to coming to Dallas, Kyrie Irving, is a player with now, there's now so much uncertainty cast around him. So I don't know. It's a fascinating question. My gut says, and certainly before the injury, all indications I had, you know, not 100% certainty, and, you know, Kyrie is, you know, not someone that you should ever assign certainty to, but it did seem like for sure he was coming back to Dallas. And my gut says that wouldn't change just because of this injury. In fact, it might make it more difficult even if he did want to go somewhere else. But it's really hard to know as things stand right now. It's so early in the process.
Well, you're the man, Tim. We thank you so much. Tim Cato, All City Dallas, best of luck to you. And we look forward to chatting with you next time.
I appreciate it.
There he goes. Yeah, you can tell, man, the developments here, as Tim Cato just said, you know, maybe the worst any one season we've ever seen for a team when it comes to this kind of bad luck. Let's take a break from that and get into Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420 coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
National Pancake Day. Is that something that'll make you a little bit happier? We got the top 10 pancake places in Dallas on National Pancake Day. That's next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.